You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he can be heard every weekday afternoon nationally all across the Infinity Sports Network. He joins us from the WFAN studios in New York City, where the city is abuzz with New York Knicks talk. He's wearing a Leon Rose t-shirt. He's got Leon Rose, his personal hero, on a t-shirt. Can you get tickets to tonight's game, Gelby?
I'm actually going.
You're going?
Yes. I will be in a luxury box, and I'll send you a video this time so you actually believe that I'm in the luxury box, since you accused me last time.
Last time you threw some text up there. Hey, great food in the box tonight.
Yeah. But I had too many whiskey gingers at that time, so I wasn't really thinking the social media
strategy.
You're
going to Knicks-Pacers game one tonight.
Yeah.
Now, how did you swing that? I mean, I know you're a national.
I actually bought a ticket. I bought a ticket for tonight.
Gelb.
I bought a ticket. Now, I bought the cheapest ticket in the building because I have a friend that
because
has a luxury box,
suite.
And I'll smooch right in. So that's what
that's a veteran move. That's a veteran move. Because
now, I'm a little bit annoyed, though, because I bought the ticket an hour ago, and the prices have now fallen $100 cheaper. So I just, you know, I'm like you, Hawk. I don't have the patience with the anxiety to wait until the last minute.
People do this all the time. They do this. Yeah. They tell me all the time. They're like, oh, no,
I can't do
it. Wait till go outside, stand out in front of the arena.
I'm a nervous Jew. Like, let's
be real. I'm the same way. I got to lock this stuff in, bro.
Yeah.
I can't. But here's what I found. So last week, we didn't end up going, but last week, Billy Idol and Joan Jett were coming to the Amarant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Yeah. And I wanted to go to the show. It was the same day my kid was coming home. I didn't know what time he was going to get in from Tampa.
This
and
is
so
the demographic of Solana and I, by the way, story.
So the show ends. I should be telling the story to Will Manso, not Gelb. So the show ends at 6 o'clock, and I go online just on SeatGeek to see if we wanted to drive down there because the show starts at 8. So we get off the air at 6. Billy Idol and Joan Jett. I look. It's like $40 I could get floor seats for. To drive down there, it's a 30-minute drive for me.
So the prices haven't really fallen yet on SeatGeek. That's where I ended up buying it. But I looked so much yesterday that a SeatGeek rep called me. And they said, hey, we see that you're looking so much. Like, can we assist you with the tickets? Which has never happened before. And then I was on the Knicks resale as well, which is Ticketmaster. And I was looking there, and it was like the same thing. I think it was like $5 cheaper on SeatGeek. So I pulled the trigger there. And on SeatGeek, it's the same price now, but on the Ticketmaster, it's $100 cheaper. $100 cheaper.
So what are tickets going for the Knicks tonight? Because I was seeing like some graphics yesterday. Like you could get an OKC Minnesota ticket last night.
$110.
$110 was what, the cheapest, like standing room only?
I saw 92 in like the 300 level. $300. Wow. I'm sorry, so $92. Under $100.
So we did this on the show yesterday. I use SeatGeek, so maybe it's different. But I did this on the show yesterday at like 4 o'clock because I was talking about how I want to go to the game tomorrow. And yesterday was like 6 something to get into the building, maybe even 7. And I'm like, oh, I'm not paying that. for game one. And then for the Thunder, at the time when we did on the air, I think it was like 112 or 115, which is just crazy. Tonight, it was at 540 is what I ended up paying to get into the building. And it's now down to like 465 or something like that.
I hope they don't let you in the suite. That would be funny as hell. Because there's nothing more embarrassing than being national radio guy and sitting up in the nosebleeds.
It's fine. I'm a man of the people. I'm a real fan.
Yeah, I'm not. You know? I would have to leave.
Well, are you Jersey guy in the suite? You're going to a luxury suite. Are you?
No, that's what I'm wearing. I'm wearing my Leon Rose shirt. Okay. It's a Barstool Sports shirt that I got at during the pandemic, and like no one else has them. And I kid you not, when I do get invited, a buddy of mine has seats right behind the bench, but I understand those tickets are very expensive. It's the playoffs. He's taking his wife. Happy wife, happy life. Totally understand that. We walked, and I know Leon, like I grew up with his kids at the same sleepaway camp, and he went to the same sleepaway camp as my dad. And Worldwide West saw my shirt and doesn't know who I am. And he goes, Leon, look at that shirt. And Leon's like, oh, I actually know that guy.
You said he's a Margate guy. I'll be Margate in Margate guy. In a couple of weeks. I just got a house in Margate for, you know, like an Airbnb, which I have to do because there's no hotels in Margate. Mm-hmm. And I hate Airbnbs, but we'll be there in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, maybe you'll run into Leon Rose and Jalen Brunson. They'll be sitting at Stephen Cookies with maybe the Larry O'Brien trophy. Potentially.
Maybe with Brian Geltzeiler. Brian Geltzeiler loves Stephen Cookies. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen, Knicks and Pacers? What do you think is going to happen, Thunder's T-Wolves? We've seen one game. Yeah. Who do you think ends up being in the NBA Finals?
So yesterday I said Timberwolves and Knicks. After game one, I'm not pressing the panic button, but Anthony Edwards, no points in the fourth quarter. You know, I had Marbury in studio the other day, and he's comparing him to Michael Jordan, and that's not the first time that's happened. You got to at least get on the stat sheet in the fourth quarter. It can't be over. So I like Anthony Edwards. I think game two is going to be the entire series. If the Timberwolves don't win game two, then the Thunder are going to win. I do think the Knicks are going to win in six. Last year, the Knicks played the Pacers and went seven. The Knicks didn't have Karl Anthony Towns. Jalen Brunson was injured, and OG Anunoby had his hamstring basically go into a million pieces in game two. So I do think the Knicks are going to beat the Pacers. But the Pacers are a gritty team. I like Carlisle. He's a good coach. And Tyrese Halliburton is continuously disrespected in the NBA.
Convenient of you to just assume that the New York Knicks will stay healthy throughout another best of seven series.
Sure. But they may not. Yeah, I can't predict injuries.
Wait a second. Did you call out Stephon Marbury when he said Anthony Edwards is MJ?
No, because I've heard it before. But he just said he reminds me of Michael
Jordan. I just
want to
know if you were like being
Jordan.
A polite host or if you were going to call out Marbury for saying that.
First off, Hawk, you know me better than this. I have made national headlines for guests storming off my show, hanging up on me. I just give you my opinion. And if we disagree, we disagree. And, you know, I think it's okay to disagree. You know, some guys like Ryan Clark need to learn how to disagree and do it a little bit better, if I'm being honest. And I'm defending my guy RG3 there. Come on, what are we doing?
All right.
What's your take on SGA, the fouls, how people are upset with how he's being officiated, and then the juxtaposition between how the Minnesota Timberwolves are being officiated and OKC?
It's the NBA in 2025. If I'm going to sit here and bitch about every player that tries to intentionally draw a foul, we would be here for a long time. Even if you took away all of his free throws made last night, they still would have won. I read that this morning, so I got to double check that. But because everything you see on the internet is true, but I think that was accurate. So who cares? Like, seriously, who cares?
Are you, Galby, are you embracing the Florida Panthers? Because here's what happens. I don't know how much of the game you watched last night, but if you embrace the Cats, if you're with them, you're on top of the hockey world. If you are against the Cats, you end up demoralized more times than not.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes, so as you asked me about Marbury, I'll say to you, you know, maybe you should listen to when your guests join you on this show, because I said two times ago that I would not pick against the Florida Panthers until they go down. So
yeah, you were a little wishy-washy about it, though.
You have Brad Marchand now. You guys are the best team in the league, and you added Brad Marchand, who's like the ultimate, I hate you, hate your guts if you're not on my team. But if you are on my team, you absolutely love him. And Bobrovsky has, you know, is back to being a Bobrovsky. So they're the best team in hockey. It doesn't mean they're going to win at all, but they should beat the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes are lucky the Rangers aren't there, because the Rangers own them. But now they get the Florida Panthers, like, great consolation prize, who are better than the Rangers. So I'm rooting for our dear friend Pete DeBoer out west, even though most people will want, obviously, Connor McDavid to win. But who knows what's going to happen. I think it will be the Stars and the Panthers is what I said going into the postseason.
I'm glad you brought up Brad Marchand. So I had tweeted out a screenshot the other night. Mm-hmm. Brad Marchand, when he got traded to the Panthers, Solana questioned whether he had anything left in the tank, whether really wanted to be here. And then he was not playing for over a month,
Now Solana's licking him all the time, right?
So I have a screenshot from Solana that says, do we even know if this guy is good? Oh, I'm predicting a playoff bust from him. And he's literally almost the heartbeat of the Panthers this postseason. And Solana has now become the biggest Brad Marchand supporter in all of hockey.
Do you have his jersey right now? Is that no, it's not his jersey.
No, but the 63 Panthers jersey.
Are you wearing a Kachuk jersey right now?
Is it is in the mail, actually. It'll get here by the time the Stanley Cup Finals begin, Zach Gelb. Yeah.
Final. Stanley Cup Final.
Right. That's what I said. Yeah. Stanley
no
Cup
S.
Final.
No S. Yeah. No yeah. S. Yeah.
Should the should the tush push, now it was not banned today.
Good.
Should the tush push be banned, in your opinion?
Absolutely not. I have not heard one good argument why the tush push should be banned. The only two things I've heard is it's not a football play, baloney, and then also, it's unsafe. You know, the Buffalo Bills are saying it's not safe. Well, no one's ever got injured on it, and the Buffalo Bills, who I have no issue with, but the Buffalo Bills will end up running that play because they have before. So I just find it hypocritical to me that Sean McDermott will say it's unsafe, but then he will allow that play to be run this year since it is still allowed. If it's so unsafe, why are you putting your players in harm's way?
In harm's way. See, that one is
harm's way. You're right. Yeah.
I got your back, Solana.
Thank you.
Trust me.
Thank you.
I was looking out for you, Solana.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Now, I just get a kick out of this. I get a kick out of the way we do sports talk in South Florida versus the way it's done there in New York, where you are. And again, you're on nationally, but you're at the WFAN studios. How much time on New York radio? Is it all Knicks, or has there been an inordinate amount of time spent on Juan Soto and whether he doesn't hustle?
Juan Soto, because you have such a layoff from one series to the next, and the Juan Soto thing, especially coming off the series with the Yankees, that was the lead story, I would say, on the majority of the shows here at the Fan.
Like hours? Can they talk about that for hours?
Hours, days, years, really? Months.
Really?
Millenniums.
Yeah. I get such a kick out of that, because we could never
No,
we literally could never do that here.
You guys spent like 6 days on Matt Mervis and Len Wiener.
I'm still talking about him. They got a day game today. I'm still talking about Mervis.
I like the other guy, Stowers or whatever his name is.
Kyle Stowers is having a season, man. That dude's going to be an all-star.
I pulled the Miami Marlins on my fantasy baseball team. I had a fire sale the other day to get picks for next year because I wasn't that good. But
you already threw in the towel?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Wow.
One other team started to sell, and – like I went all in last year, so I didn't have that many picks, and I have good starting pitchers, so I started to sell my hitters, and I got a lot of picks back. Wasted $200 right down the drain. Could be like me at the Knicks game tonight if the Knicks lose. Like wasted $500.
Well, get your money's worth from the food.
Oh, of course. I'm looking forward to some sushi and some burgers and.
You're in a catered suite, or you're on like a club level where you'll have access to an all you can eat area?
Fully catered suite, got to pour my own drinks, so the drinks are going to be flowing heavily tonight. It's going to be fun.
Well, look at that. Guy's going to be at the Knicks game tonight, boots on the ground.
Be a fat pig tonight, I'll tell you that.
This guy is...
big fat rat, like the rat they throw on the ice for the Florida Panthers. That's what I'll be like
tonight. Tell you what, man, there's going to be some happy Knicks fans on the street outside MSG if they take a 1-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'll tell you, that will not be me.
That city is so ready for the Knicks to be really good. It's crazy. It is a powder keg.
Yeah, that will not be me. When that game ends, I am avoiding that. Have a good night. I'm going home, right?
Secret That's what tunnel, I'm secret tunnel for the suite holders right out of the building and get out of there. How are you getting there? You take public transportation? You take the subway?
Yeah, subway. I'm right at 345 right. Hudson Street in our Tribeca studio. So I take the subway. I'll get there in 7 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
Man.
Got a dirty water hot dog right before.
How much do we miss that down here? You just drive, you know, you just hop on the subway and boom, I'm at.
Well, you know what? I'll make you feel better. It's like 50 and raining today, and it's a 50 chilly and raining today. So you guys have much better weather than us.
Hawk, the subway is overrated. I mean, if you want to see a penis every time you walk down the steps to go get on the train, then sure, you'll love the subway.
No wonder why Solana's wife liked the subway so much.
Alex, let's take the subway again. All right. See you, Gelby. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. Have fun at the game tonight.
Let's go,
thank you, guys.
Pacers.
Let's go, Pacers.
Let's go, Pacers.
I'll be nice. Go Cats.
Reggie Miller.
Yes.
Do it for all the legendary Pacers.
Solana's just mad that I have like an actual president that people can be proud of, not that old guy that you got in Miami right now.
Oh, my God. Right. How dare you, Gelb.
Biden Riley. Goodbye, guys.
Get rid of his video feed. How dare he.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.